Moed, Rishus Rav, father-in-law. Says the Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Tes Amud Beis, Ha'oise Sukkoso Itachas Ha'ilon Ke'ilu Asor B'Seich HaBayis. If a person makes a sukkah underneath a tree, it's as if he made it inside his house. Sukkah Agav is sukkah, Ha'elyoyna Ksheira V'Tachtoyna P'sula. If a person makes a sukkah on top of another sukkah, so the top sukkah is kosher, and the bottom sukkah is potel. If there's no people that live in the top sukkah, so even the bottom one is going to be kosher. So the Mishnah is a very cryptic Mishnah, because what does it mean that a person who makes a sukkah underneath a tree is as if he made it inside a house? What is the din of, what is the halacha of a person who makes a sukkah inside a house? So in order to explain that, there's a brisa that the Gemara brings later, but I'll just to bring where does the discussion start? The brisa says, Tana Rabbanan, Basukois Teshvu. But it says in the Pasuk, Basukois Teshvu Shivas Yomim, Kol Ha'ezach B'Yisrael Yeshvu Basukois. That a person should sit in a sukkah for 7 days. Kol Ha'ezach B'Yisrael Yeshvu Basukois means everyone, every resident of Klal Yisrael should be sitting in sukkahs. So the Gemara says, the Braisa says, we make a joshua from the fact that it says basukois, that you should be sitting in a sukkah, veloy basukah shetachas a sukkah, veloy basukah shetachas a ilan, veloy basukah shetachas a bayis. Right, we make a joshua from the fact that it says basukois in the pasuk, that a person cannot make a sukkah, with inside, it has to be underneath the sky, right? It can't be covered and covered over by anything. Whether by a sukkah, whether by a tree or whether by a house, right? So still, the Mishnah is more explained, but it's still not fully explained, because why are we saying that a person who makes a sukkah underneath a tree is as if he made it inside a house, right? But the problem is that they come from the same makor, there's the same source, right? So what's the use? Why is it helpful to tell us in the Mishnah that if a person made a sukkah underneath a tree, it's as if he made it in a house? They come from the same halacha, the same makor. There's a problem. The problem is that it's potel. Right? So the Gemara picks up on this issue and says the Gemara like this, that the Mishnah, right, is not making a general statement across the board that any time you build a sukkah underneath a house, underneath a tree, is it potel. It's only if it's a tree, right, that is a mesakek, that it gives off shade like a house would give off shade. The same way a house gives off shade, only when it fully covers over the sukkah, right? In a way that none of the shade that comes from the shade from the sun that's now in the sukkah, it doesn't directly only come from the sukkah, right? It's completely covered over by the roof, right? In such a case, the sukkah would be possible. But let's say you would have a tree where it's what the Gemara calls chamasa merubah mitzilasa. It's giving off more sun than shade. It's only giving off a minute amount of shade. So in that case, the says the Gemara, the sukkah would be kosher. The sukkah would be kosher. So the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara doesn't understand. Very nice that now you have a sukkah which is not. Is not included in the josh of the pasuk of sukkah shetachas ilan. Right, you have an ilan which is only giving off a minute amount of shade. Right, so very good. You've gotten out of the problem of basukah is teshuva shivas yomim. We make a josh that it needs to be underneath the sky and it can't be underneath anything else. Right, but the issue is that you still have schach pasul. Yeah, very good. You have this schach pasul. The ilan is connected to the ground. Right, and we know the pasuk says that the josh of the Gemara is that the schach needs to be made out of psoilus goren v'yekev. It needs to be made out of something which is the waste of the goren and the yekev, which is the salad, the wheat and yekev is from the wine. So it's something which is, and the Gemara learns out that it can't be something which is mechubel karka. Right, it can't be connected to the ground. So the case of an ilon, which is chamatzim rovim mitzilasai, it's only giving off a minute amount of shade. Nevertheless, says the Gemara, if you for another issue because of schach posel, right, then it should make a issue in the sukkah. Right? It should puzzle the sukkah because of that. Says the Gemara what he actually did is that he went and he bended down the tree into the schach of the sukkah, right? And it's now all mitzarev into one entity. And Rashi explains that he was mevatalit, and he made, there was a nifila ayin, and there was a roiv of tchach that was mevatal the miut of the ilon, and then the sukkah becomes kosher. So the Gemara asks, obviously we all know that there's a concept called bittul, right? What's the chiddush of the Gemara to say, right, that if you went and you took a tree, right, and he was mevatal inside the schach of the sukkah, So it's kosher. Obviously, we all know that there's a concept of bishul, of a bittul. Says the Gemara that you would have thought that we made a gezerah, because there would have been a gezerah maybe when you didn't go and push it down and people start making their sukkahs underneath trees, you might think that it's not okay. Kamash Milan, the Gemara comes to tell you that there's no, we don't make such a gezerah. So the way I've explained the Gemara is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. And I want to just point out a tremendous difficulty in the Gemara. According to the way Rashi is learning. I want to ask one fundamental question, which is a question which is crucial for the sugya. We've mentioned two possible psulim in a sukkah, two possible issues that there could be in a sukkah. We have the issue of basukah teshuvah, that you need to be underneath the sky, you can't be covered over by anything, right? You need to be sitting in the sukkah only, right? And not being sitting in anything else. Right, and we have another psul called tzchach potel, right? Tzchach which cannot be used to be mesachis. Right, so now let me ask you a question, right? A very basic question. Why do I need a drasha, right, to tell me basukos teshuvah shivas yamim, right, that I can only be sitting inside a sukkah, right? And that drasha tells me that I can't be sitting underneath a tree, right? Every time you're sitting in a sukkah underneath a tree, right? You just come on to the fact that it's tzchach potel. You have a tree above your sukkah, right? And that tree is tzchach potel. Right? Why do I need to come on to a new drasha of sukkah shetachas ha-sukkah? Right? This is a basic, very basic question in the sugyah, right? So obviously what one must say is that before we came on to the drasha of basukah teshuvah, right, we had another drasha of tzedes goyim v'yekev, right? I would have said, look, as long as you have a sukkah, which is 100% kosher, right? It's kosher, you have good tzchach, and you cover it well enough that it's tilasa meruba mechamasa. So the sukkah is kosher. It doesn't make a difference, even if it's underneath a tree, or it's underneath a roof, or it's underneath anything else, right? That's what one would have said. Kamash malon, right? Basukah is teshvu. No, it's not, even if your sukkah in itself is kosher, right? But there's a drasha that says that it can't be covered over by anything else, right? If that's the case, there's a tremendous difficulty in the way Rashi is learning the Gemara, because we've just said that, what's the case, if that would be true, what I just said, that the case of, that the chiddush of basukah teshuvah is that even though you have a kosher sukkah, right, there's no tzchach potel, it's a sukkah kshera, right? It happens to be that there's something which is potel above it, right? You would have thought that that's kosher. So you need to come onto the pasuk of basukah teshuvah. Right, if that's true, right, so a person would read this Gemara, read the Mishnah, read the Gemara, right, what's the discussion, the basic discussion of the Gemara? The basic discussion of the Gemara is not discussing an issue of tzchach potel, it's discussing an issue of sukkah tachas sukkah, right, of sukkah tachas ilan, right? If that's the case, the sukkah that we're dealing with has to be a sukkah, right, that's 100% kosher, right? Before the discussion of what's above it. If it's 100% kosher, it has to be that it's tilasa meruba mechamasa. Now, according to the way Rashi learning the Gemara, we said that the case of the Gemara is that you have a tree, which is chamasa meruba tilasa, it's only giving off out a minute amount of shade, right? Says Rashi, that the Gemara has an issue, right, that there's a tziruf, right? How come it's tziruf? The Gemara says that you're being tziruf the shade of the tree, right, with the shade of the sukkah. So now the shade of the sukkah is chach potel, right, and together they're shading the sukkah, yeah. But as I just explained, right, the way a person should be reading this Gemara is that we're dealing with a sukkah, right, that it has just with the schach, which is kosher, right, it doesn't need the shade of the tree, right, to be mashlim the tzel, right? That's a tremendous difficulty in Rashi. To compound this difficulty, there's a Gemara later, there's a Rashi later, which seems to be mashma, that not like what he's saying here, right? He's saying over here that the only issue with having a tree which is chamasei meruba mitzilasei above your sukkah is only when the tree is contributing to the general amount of shade in the sukkah. So now, if we were to ask Rashi, what happens if you have a sukkah which is a good enough amount of shade, yeah, and you go and you build a sukkah on top of it, yeah, where that sukkah, right, is not a significant, it doesn't give off a significant amount of shade, it gives off a minute amount of shade. So, if you would have, what would Rashi say in such a case, right? Do we say that the schach on top of the schach, which is on top of the sukkah, which is kosher, do we say that it cancels out the sukkah, the schach, which is kosher, or do we say no? As long as it's not contributing to the general amount of shade of the bottom sukkah, that's good, right? Rashi says Rashi seems to say that you have a sukkah which is chamasa meruba mitzilasa, which is on top of the sukkah which is tzilasa meruba mechamasa, which means that it's only contributing a minute amount of shade. Says Rashi, there could be an issue over there, right? That the schach kosher, which is directly underneath the schach which is pasul, is pasul, right? Is pasul. So I personally don't have a very good pshat why Rashi would want to learn that way. However, there are Rishonim which learn not like Rashi, and they benefit this issue that we have in Rashi. Right? The Rishonim that learn like this, they have a slightly different Gemara. They learn that when the Gemara asks. What are we talking about? Very simple Mishnah, simple Gemara. We have a Mishnah that says that a person that makes a sukkah underneath a tree is pasul, as if you made it inside a house. What is that talking about? It's only talking about a tree, which is giving off a large amount of shade. But if it's giving off a minute amount of shade, it's kosher. Right? The sukkah underneath is kosher. The Gemara asks, well, how could it be kosher? How come it's tarif? Schach pasul, bahadi schach kosher. You have schach pasul, which is being mitzarif, right, to make up the name. So according to Rashi, that means, right, that the overall amount of shade in the sukkah is only made up of both the shade of the sukkah and the shade of the ilam. But other Rishonim learn like this. They learn hakom mitzarif schach pasul, bahadi schach kosher means, right, that really the sukkah in and of itself is a kosher sukkah before the discussion of the tree, yeah. What's the problem of a hakom mitzarif? Schach pasul, schach kosher means that it is shading over the schach which is kosher, right? And therefore, by definition, anything which is directly underneath the schach pasul, right, is not considered present within the ability to shade over the sukkah. And therefore, right, the sukkah is pasul, right? But according to them, they don't have this difficulty that we had in Rashi. Because in Rashi, we have the difficulty that we're talking about a sukkah, which is only, before the discussion of being under the tree, in and of itself is not kosher, right? Which, as we pointed out, is a difficulty. Because otherwise, there wouldn't be a necessity to come onto the joshua of basukos, right? In order to come to the joshua of basukos, one has to be understanding and learning, right, that the sukkah in and of itself is kosher. Right? That's how those who should learn that they have a tremendous benefit. There's a tremendous benefit to Rashi. When the Torah brings down these two opinions, right? We have Rashi that learns again. Just to summarize very quickly, we have Rashi that learns that a sukkah that has a tree on top of it, which is only giving off a minute amount of shade. Rashi would never ever say that such a sukkah is possible. Right? Why? Because he says, as long as it's chamasa merubah mitzilasa, it's only giving off a minute amount of shade, we ignore it. The sukkah is kosher, we ignore that issue. We ignore the truth. Right? The other Rishonim learned that, no, you have to take into account when you see like this. If that tree, right, were you to go and the schach hakasha, which is underneath it, if that is not without that schach, if it doesn't provide enough shade in the sukkah, the sukkah is possible. So now comes a very practical halakhic shayla. Right? This is an interesting shayla that the Rishonim are dealing with. What happens if a person has a house, right, and the roof of his house is made of wooden beams? And he goes and he takes the middle slats, right? He takes them off the roof, right? So now what is he left with? He's left with a room with wooden beams, right? And now he wants to build a sukkah inside. He wants to build a sukkah inside that room, right? What could be the issue? The beams are wooden, right? Not a problem. Says the Tur, according to the Rishonim that are chaylik on Rashi, right? Says the Tur. One should be machmir, these Rishonim were machmir, not to build a sukkah in such a room. Why? What's the concern? Because they're concerned like this, that the beam, which is not chakasher, is going to, even though it's chamas and merubah mitzilasa, it's giving off a manut and bosher. Again, this is a very, I'm going to explain it a bit further. The beams are made up of wood, yeah? And there may be a discussion we'll see now what the discussion of the status of these beams are. Nevertheless, these Yushanim were makbid not to build a sukkah, right, inside such a room, because they said, look, were we to see the beams, right, like a tree, right, tach potl, yeah. So even though they hamasa meruvah mitzilasai. Right, so again, according to Rashi, as soon as it's chamas and merubah mitzilasa, you completely ignore it. Right? It should be completely ignored. But again, this is a very relevant halachic shayla. A person is making a sukkah with the pergola beams that were there for years and years and years. Right? And he wants to and let's say he has a covering over it during the rest of the year, and he takes off the covering. Yeah. So analogous, according to Rashi, it's giving off a minute amount of shade. It's completely ignore it. But according to these Rishonim, there could be another issue over here, right? Why? Because if the shade in the sukkah, right, is only an amount of shade, right, that were you to cancel out the shade, the schach, which is kosher, which is directly underneath the beams, right, if the overall amount of shade in the sukkah gets detracted enough that it becomes chamosay merubah mitzilosay, that means there's more sun than shade in the sukkah. So according to these Yishonim, it could be an issue. Why? Because they're not willing to just ignore something which is chamosay merubah mitzilosay. They say you have to take into account and see if there's enough schach that even were you to be mevatel the schach which is directly underneath the beams. Right, it's more shade than sun. Fine, that's good. But according to them, right, there's a concern, there's a chashash, right, that taking into account the amount of shade that is given off by the beams, right, your sukkah is going to be potl because of sukkah al gabi sukkah. Rashi, right, clearly on the Gemara. Clearly speaks out that such an issue is not a concern for us, which goes according to the way Rashi's learning. So I just want to point out that there's a etzah that the Rishonim give to such an issue. Let's say a person has a pergola and he wants to, and he's concerned for these Rishonim, right? And he's worried that it's going to be that these beams are going to give giving off shade more than the schach, right? So the Tur gives an etzah for them. What does he say? Let's read you the words of the Tur, just because it's important. Just to he says, Rabbi Chil, who was one of these Ishanim who was makpid on such a thing, they met it in a house which they took off the slat. He would go and he would take some reed, right, beams to connect the schach to the top of the roof, the beams of the pergola, let's say. La'arev shnei aschachim yachad lihiyos hakol schach echad. What he used to do, right, is he used to connect the bottom schach or the schach at the bottom to the beams on top, and la'arev shnei aschachim yachad lihiyos hakol schach echad. Right, for it to all be schach echad. So the Beis Yosef has a difficulty on the tour. The tour is giving giving an etzel like this. A person has beans in a sukkah, right, which could be problematic. What does he go and do? He goes and he basically just connects the bottom schach to the top schach, right? And the lashon is becomes liyos hakol schach echad. It all becomes one tchach, right? So now we all know that the beans on top, right? Up until now, these Yishanim have been discussing these beans as being something which is tchach, which is problematic tchach, right? What does the tour mean that they would become one tchach? A person can't go and take tchach which is possible, right? And make it part of his sukkah. There's one condition in which a person can do such a thing, right? Is if he's mevatel, right? And as we saw, Rashi says the only way a person could be mevatel is that he has to mix it in, right? A person needs to mix in the schach which is possible, right? And make it kosher, right? But over here, it's clear that the Torah doesn't say such a thing. All they did was that they somehow made some sort of a connection in between the bottom tchach to the top tchach, right? And it's almost as if in London, if you were to look at it, right, you see it as one thick tchach, right? As if you put mats upon mats or leaves upon leaves, right? Very, very thick, right? To cover up the distance between the bottom sukkah and the top sukkah, right? So the issue is, says the Beis Yosef, right, the Torah makes it sound like that he gave the most brilliant eitzah about how to take care of this issue of the tchach puzzle. But says the Beis Yosef, right, according to Rashi, right, a person in order to take a tchach which is puzzle, right, in order to take care of it, we need to be mevatel it, right, which is two conditions. One, it has to be that there's a roiv of the tchach which is kosher. Number two, has to be that it's in a nicker, right, it's not nicker. So I have a suggestion to help out the Beis Yosef. Yeah? How the Torah can say such a thing? There's a discussion. There's another issue which we know is that what is the problem with these wooden beams, these wooden slats? Hare, it's made out of wood. Right, it's something which is gedulah min ha'aretz. It's pesulas goyim v'yekev. Right, with something which should be kosher for sukkah. What's the Rishon more bothered by? Now, why is the Beis Yosef calling this tchach puzzle? So the kipshuta is that we have where the pasuk says it's tase locha, right? And make a joshua that tase v'loy min ha'asui, right? Is that a sukkah must be made by you and it shouldn't be something which is made on its own. Right? A classic example of this, which we all know, a very practical example, is if you want to build your sukkah, now one shouldn't put on the schach before he puts up the walls. Why? Because when you put up the schach before you put up the walls, the moment you finish putting up the last wall, yeah, so you have a sukkah which is made already, and we don't, and it's not considered as if you personally went and made the sukkah. So now I've got an interesting question to ask. What is the halakhic status of this schach which is tasav lominatsu? Why is this tasav lominatsu? So just to be clear, why is this these beams? Why is it tasav lominatsu? Right. So the beams. Because they were here for they're here year round, right? They're not used as beams for sukkah, right? They're just used as beams for your roof, right? So they weren't put there in order to do that for tchach. I personally don't fully know why why it's a problem of Tasa Lom and Asya. It's not a problem it's not Lashem Tzel, it's not Lashem Sukkah. I don't know why, but it seems like the Poskim are assuming that the halachic status of these beings are Tasa Lom and Asya. So I've got a fundamental question, right? What is the halachic status of beings of tzchach, which is tasev lo min asim? Yeah, do we say that it has the din of tzchach pasul? Yeah, tzchach pasul, like you went and you put metal rods on top of your sukkah. Yeah, or do we say that it's not tzchach pasul? It has to be, it's not kosher, right? You obviously can't use it, right? But it doesn't invalidate your sukkah to the extent of metal rods or something which is absolutely not able to be used. So I found a Beis Yosef later, right, which says in a different shita of the Sari Rishonim, in the shita of Bala Itur. The Beis Yosef says in one line, just to explain the Bala Itur, I'm not going to get into it now, but the Beis Yosef suggests, remember in one line, he suggests that you should know that tzchach, which is tasav lo min aso, it's not really considered tzchach pasul. It's not really considered tzchach pasul. Why? So the chayah, the simple explanation of it is because tzchach pasul is something which is inherently not something which is able to be used for your sukkah. Right? You have metal rods. Right? It falls out of the category of tzchach kosher. Tzchach, which is tasav lo min aso, like these wooden beams, right? Is something which is technically something which could be used for your sukkah, right? There's an external issue, right, that it hadn't been put down in the right way, right, not with the right kavanas, right? This is not something which is intrinsically tzchach pasul. Again, this is not a muskim lekol alma, because when he reads this Beis Yosef, he doesn't understand where he's coming from. He says, why should you say that it's not tzchach pasul? It seems that from the Yishonim, that it has a status of classic tzchach pasul. Yeah? Given that, I have a suggestion to make in the tour. Yeah? The tour clearly is understanding, yeah, the Ben Yechiel and the Yishonim are clearly understanding, yeah, that a person can go and be mitzarev, right? Be mitzarev the bottom, the sukkah, which with the beans which is on top, yeah? And without using the mechanism of bittul, yeah, just the fact that he connects them and he makes it one fixed part, so it's as if you went and you put tons and a lot of mass or reeds or trees or leaves on top of the sukkah to make it one sukkah. So now, if it has a halachic din of tzchach pasul, there's no way that a person can do such a thing, yeah? But I think that the Torah understood, yeah, that it doesn't have the classic halachic status of tzchach pasul. It has the status of tasav lo min. It has the status of something which is somewhat in between. Again, I agree it needs more of a gather. Right? What is exactly the halachic definition of such a thing? Right? Nevertheless, the Torah is clearly understanding that it doesn't have the classical status of tzchach pasul, and therefore, a person can go and be mitzarev the bottom tzchach with the top tzchach without coming onto the mechanism of bittul. You can just go and you make some sort of reed to connect the two, and you have a kosher sukkah. I think I'm running out of time. Just to finish off, I saw a fascinating Vilna Gaon on Yoina, when Yoina went to after Kodesh Baruch Hu sent him to Nineveh, and Yoina didn't want to go. He was worried that they would do tshuva, and that's actually what happened. And right afterwards, he was broken. He was very sad, and he went out of Nineveh, and he built himself a sukkah. The prophet says that he built himself a sukkah, and he sat under there underneath the shade. So the Vilna Gaon explains, a fascinating Vilna Gaon. He asks, why are we so concerned that our sukkahs should be tilasa, meruba mechamasa? Why are we concerned that it's more shade than sa'a? And number two, why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want us to make it from tzolis going v'yekev? What's the symbolism in such a thing? So he says, al derech remes. He says like this. Pselis Goyim v'Yekev, yeah, he says is the Pselis of Goyim, which represents food, which is lechem, which is bread, and Yekev is a representative of wine. He says that he brings the pasuk in Koheles, that lechem v'yayin chukam. If I'm not mistaken, I couldn't find the as on the gun over here. Lechem v'yayin chukam. Yeah. So he says that lechem and yayin is representative of the gashmius, right? Of the material world. And he says also that sun, the shemesh, which is something which shines onto our material world, our olam hagashmi, which is something which is has a tremendous contribution to it. Right? And he says is also representative of gashmius. So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be sitting inside a sukkah, which is made up of the psoilas goyim v'yekev, right? Which is something which is from the waste of the goyim v'yekev, right? Which represents not the physical, right? And also that we should be covered by the shade, right? The shade of the psoilas goyim v'yekev, right? We should be shaded by the metaphysical, right? Not by the physical. He says that the cell is also representative of the Torah, right? That a person's covered over by ruchnius, right? And that's the person's shaded from the sun, right? And dafka from something which is psoiles of the goyim v'yekev. May we be zeichet to be able to sit tachas kanfei Hashchina, behavior men on him.